Thank you for downloading this New Zealand Sports Radio show. We have a new way that you can support us. There is a link in the notes down below where you can make a one-off donation to New Zealand Sports Radio. Thank you for support and enjoy the show. Hello and welcome to the Morning Sports Briefing here on Wednesday the 6th of January. Hope you're having a wonderful week, folks. In the news this morning, we'll be talking about the cricket with both the two test matches, what the New Zealand versus Pakistan and also South Africa versus Sri Lanka, to bring you up to date on over in the NBA. Steve Adams was in action with the Pelicans yesterday, so against the Pacers. We'll tell you the results of that one. We had the men's pairs final in the National Bowls competition. With a new winner in that one. Then we've also got a new appointment for the Western Force in the rugby. Hi, I'm Paul, and I'll be your host this morning here on the Morning Sports Briefing, your best way to start the day up to speed with all of the important sports news. Let's kick off with that rugby news. And Tony Lewis, the CEO of Tasman for the past 7 years, winning two titles there, has been appointed the CEO of the Western Force. So congratulations to Tony. I had a chat with him just before Christmas, reviewing 2020, and we'll bring that. We'll come to you at 6 p.m. today. I'll post that interview up on Facebook, YouTube, and also on our podcast as well. That's right. You can listen to us on the go. To search for New Zealand Sports Radio on all your favorite podcatchers. A good appointment for the Western Force. Tony Lewis has done a great job at Tasman, turning them into title winners down there. He'll be a good addition to the Western Force. So congratulations to Tony on his new position. Moving on then to the bowls. Congratulations to Lance Pascoe and Jamie Hill, who've won the men's pairs title. They had a perfect tournament, winning all nine of their games, beating Mike Bradshaw and John Carruthers 19-6 in the final. This is Jamie Hill's fourth title. He's had three successors in the fours, and this is his first pairs title. This is the first title for Lance Pascoe. So congratulations, Lance, on your first title. Been in a few semis and a final before, but this is he's now landed it. His partner Mandy Boyd finished runners up in the women's singles the day before, and she's a seven-time champion. So he says, yeah, at last he's got his championship as well. He understands that he's definitely the second best bowls player in the household. So congratulations, Lance, on your title there. The women's pairs is taking place currently, and obviously will bring you up to speed with the results of that one over the coming days. Over in the NBA, and it was a tight game between the Pelicans and the Pacers. The Pacers took a two-point lead in the first quarter held that all the way through to the fourth quarter, with both the second and third quarters being drawn. The Pelicans pull it back in that last quarter that took the game into overtime. In overtime, though, the Pacers won it 10-12 there to take their record to 5-2 for the season. So a disappointment there for Steve Adams, who had 8 rebounds and 10 points. They were led by Brandon Ingram, who racked up 31 points. Zion Williamson got a double-double, 10 rebounds, 24 points, as did Eric Bledsoe with 11 rebounds and 12 points. But that was not enough to beat the Pacers, who on the scoring side were led by Victor Oladipo with 25 points. They had two double-doubles. Malcolm Brogdon got 11 assists and 21 points as he ran the floor. Domantas Sabonis got 11 rebounds and scored 19 points for them. So that sees the Pelicans now on a 4-3 record, so 4 wins and 3 losses, sat fifth in the Western Conference. The Clippers, Suns, and Lakers top the conference currently on 5-2, so just one game ahead of the Pelicans currently. Over on the Eastern side, and the 76ers lead the way on a 6-1 record after their win yesterday over the Hornets, 118-101. They're being led by Tobias Harris with 22 points in that one. So the 76ers setting the early pace in the NBA. The Pelicans will be back on the floor tomorrow at 2 p.m. Up against the Oklahoma Thunder. Again, Steve Adams' old team, obviously. So that happens tomorrow as the NBA are putting in stricter COVID policies after player tested positive. So players are now going to have to wear face masks on the bench as well and only take them off when they come on to the actual court itself as the NBA try to contain and keep their season going. Over in the crickets over in South Africa, it was the second test between South Africa and Sri Lanka in day three. Sri Lanka had been bowled out for 157 in their first innings, with South Africa putting up 302 in reply. Sri Lanka made a slightly better fist of it in their second innings, being led by their captain, Karunathan, with 103 leading the way, but he saw a bowl out for 211 in that one. The indeed taking four wickets after he'd taken none in the first innings, but took four wickets there in the second innings as the bowlers shared out the four bowlers shared out the wickets. It was then the openers then saw off the target. So Alden Makram scored 36 and Dean Elgar 31, so that South Africa won the game with 10 wickets and 2 days to spare in that one. Sri Lanka will then head home now to play England in their series, which is under doubt again because of COVID, all the England team getting retested, and while South Africa will be heading off to Pakistan to play over there. Talking of Pakistan, they're currently in New Zealand, down in Christchurch for the second test. On day one, Pakistan were bowled out for 297, New Zealand then took days two and three to rack up 659 for six declared. Kane Williamson leading the way there with 238, with a big stand with Henry Nicholls, who scored 157. They took the score from 3 for 71, where Pakistan has been quite happy, to 4 for 440. A record stand there between Williamson and Nicholls. Watling didn't stick around for very long, but Daryl Mitchell then scored 102. Carl Jameson put in a quick fire 30 off just 22 balls there to put the total up to 656. Pakistan, obviously, and now with them needing or trailing by 354 currently, as they drop to 8 for 1, losing Shahan Masood for a duck in their reply. They really, off their 11 overs, they just scored 8 runs there. 5 maidens for Southie. Trent Bolt got a couple, and Carl Jameson got a maiden, but also the wicket as well. A lot, obviously, 2 days worth of batting really for Pakistan if they're looking to save this test. A long way for them to go. As you all have listened to on Swinging from the Hip last week, they will need to at least play some shots. They can't go totally into their shells like they have done previously, as that really does put the pressure on. Do join us on Monday at 8 p.m. For Swing from the Hip. We'll go through all of the action from this test matches Also, the Super Smash will be back on Friday. We have the Otago Sparks and Central Hinds, Otago Bolts and Central Stags there with six games over Friday, Saturday and Sunday that will be covered during that swinging from the hip on Monday evening. Also, last night we had the Driving Mall show where we did talk about Tony Luce's appointment to the Force, as well as where the Lions might play with the COVID outbreaks in South Africa and the UK. The Lions tour to South Africa is under threat, and a number of suggestions have been made, including South Africa touring the UK. There's Lions playing France, or the Lions coming to here over to New Zealand. So if you want to get the lowdown on all of that, then go and have a listen to the Driving Mall show, where we discussed all that last night, which is where the Lions, British Irish Lions, might be playing. You are now up to speed with all of the important sports news. Have a wonderful day, and I'll catch you tomorrow at 7 a.m. for the morning sports briefing.